Commander, you sent for me?
Thank you, Commander.
I know my appearance isn't what you're used to. I know it isn't for me. You sound panicked. Are you okay?
Oh, good. I just don't want you to feel uncomfortable by the way I look.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Commander. I don't mean to be awkward. I just hope you haven't ordered me here for disciplinary, especially after what happened.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Commander. That made me feel so much better. How's life in my new body? Well, it's been an interesting experience. I'm just adjusting to having arms, legs, and a human mouth, and teeth are somewhat different than the mechanics of my original body. I don't think Clark is enjoying himself, though. It's bizarre. Out of all the people he had to swap bodies with, fate chose to slap us together. We landed on Ilos, and as the science officer in charge, I made the decision for us to scope out our distress signal tracks located. When I look at it now, I wish someone had stopped me, or I worked with my alternative expedition, scanning and looting for minerals. We wouldn't be in such a bad situation like we are now. I left Trax with the pot. I didn't want to risk our best pilot. When he came back and she saw what happened, she was relieved, especially after laughing. I was leading our engineer Clark and medical practitioner, and Nana accompanied. We were in walking distance of the signal and discovered that it was coming from a box hidden in the sand. I volunteered to investigate and pressed the box open. Inside was a silver case with a glowing red orb inside. But as I grew nearer, it began to throb and turn green. I reached out to touch it. Nayana was insisting that I stop. I ignored her concerns and let my scientific curiosity get the better of me. When I made contact with it, everything was a wash of white and I felt this searing pain all over my body. It was like my skin was being removed and somebody had bathed me in. In the distance, I could hear Clark screaming too. Then I realized that it was actually my voice. I was Clark. And then I woke up like this. Human, flesh and bone. And I saw myself staring in horror straight back at me. My wheels jetting out, but they weren't coming from me. Nayana brought us back to the pod and Trax flew us straight to the ship. According to Nayana, Clark and I are perfectly healthy. It's just our personalities, our identities have been swapped over. What are you thinking, Commander? Yes, the devices on the ship. I insisted that it came back with us so I could investigate it further after I have time to adjust. Yes, I intended to find out what it is. Yes, you could be right. Some weapon of sort.
Uh,
Commander, what are you doing? Your fingers are on me, caressing my face. Your skin is so soft. Yes, it's me. I know it's not ethical. I know I don't sound like myself. I know it doesn't make any sense, but does this change anything between us? It doesn't. Commander, we can't be doing this. Not in Clark's body. It's not right, Commander. We'd be taking advantage of him. No, nobody knows a soul about us. I haven't told anyone, I swear it. Your lips on my neck. Yes. Feels good. Really, really good. Commander, where are we going? In your bed? What are you going to do to me? No. Not that area, Commander. No, of course. I haven't done anything with it. Commander. No, you can't. Clark says if I touch, look, or do anything with it, he'll rip off one of my tentacles. Even though he doesn't have a clue that they will grow back in time, but still, and I know how much you love them. Right? I was getting worried. Oh! Commander! Your mouth is on my... Oh my god. It feels so good. Oh my god, your mouth is so warm. Oh my god, the way you're looking at me. Fuck. Ooh, fuck, I love the way your tongue is. Fuck. It's sensitive. Commander, it's. No. Yes, I love it. I Oh my god. Why did you stop, Commander? Was it something I did? Was it not good? God. Wow. You are beautiful. You're getting on top of me. Why are you looking at me like this? Oh, Commander! Oh, I can
feel myself inside you. Oh, 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 Commander, why are you moving like that? Oh, 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 fuck, I love the way this feels. Oh, I want to touch you. Oh, your breasts feel so good in my hands. Does it feel good when I squeeze them? Moan for me, yes. Oh, more. 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 No, no, I'm not giving you orders at all. Oh, Commander, sorry, Commander. Do what you want with me. Yes, it feels so good. You're so tight. You're so tight and wet and so warm. Yes, it feels amazing. It feels amazing. Oh my god. I love the way you moan. The way you're staring at me. Next, feels like I would get lost in your eyes. Oh, yes, please. Move faster. Yes, ride me faster. Oh my god, I'm getting close. Are you going to come with me, Commander? Are we going to melt into each other? Yeah? Okay, please come with me. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Please come with me. Please, Commander, please come on. Come with me. Commander. Commander, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, Commander. Commander, I didn't know we should be quiet like that. Humans mate in such an intimate way, in a way I wish my kind could do this. You are an amazing woman. Do you want me to stay, Commander? Yes, of course. Rest in my arms. Let me run my fingers through your hair. It's funny. When I joined the Normandy, I never thought I would last a day. I've never really understood humans until recently. I feel like we are a big family on this ship. Clark, Drax, Nyana, Joker, and You were all very accepting. I thought you'd just stare and poke fun at my tentacles, and then I saw you. Strong, brave, and curious. And you looked at me and you were not afraid. You always wanted me. You always wanted my input when it came to our missions. And that night after we fought the Reapers, you kissed me, opened yourself up to me. I remember I felt so safe to unlock my heart to you. I just want to say, Commander, I love Commander.